Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Morag Baird is here. Morag is a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 5 years. Actually, 5 years we're celebrating her anniversary with us today. And she's a founder and CEO of Sky Team, the author of Cultivate, The Power of Winning Relationships, and a new book called The Future Proof Workplace, and she's our good friend, Morag. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be back.
And congratulations, and thank you for 5 great years. How about that?
I know. It doesn't go fast. Happy anniversary.
I know. Time goes fast. You know what the 5-year email gift is, don't you?
Oh, let me, no.
The five-year anniversary gift is an email.
An email. Yeah. Well, there you go. Sent with deep love and appreciation.
How romantic, how sentimental is that, huh?
Hey, it might be sentimental and maybe romantic compared to some gifts, so thank you.
Hey, Morag, I was talking about change before you got here. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning that that's a topic that's on your mind, and I was pointing out something I've talked about here many times over the years, and that's that change hasn't really changed in the last century, millennia or two. A computer is just a fancy wheel, but what has changed in the last 20, 30 years that's really taking our breath away is not the change, but the velocity of change, the compression of time between the two models. And that's what's especially for business leaders. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. We talk about this in the future-proof workplace. It's not just the velocity of change. So, for example, the telephone took 75 years to become commonplace.
Right.
But as we remember a couple of years ago, Pokemon Go from 0 to 1 million subscribers in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just the velocity, but it's also the reach, the fact that it's global almost instantaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just adding to scope and complexity, certainly from a business perspective. And like you said in the opening, you can invent a new widget, and in the time it takes you to get it to market and that first wave of advertising, it can become obsolete that quickly.
Well, yeah.
So velocity, yes. Reach, yes. It's crazy times, but fun times.
It really is. And so you have to, you can't just manage change. You have to lead with change, don't you?
You lead with change, ride it. Otherwise, it's going to wash over you. So we can't avoid it.
So this kind of pace, this kind of velocity takes an emotional toll on the organization, doesn't it?
It does. Well, it can be exhausting. I mean, think about it. You're working on this project, do that project, go this way, go that way. It's never ending. And it's never as clear cut that you're only experiencing one change environment. We were talking about our families before we came on the air and how as our children grow up, that's change every single day. So each of us as individuals are in a myriad of change cycles at any one time, whether it's life, whether it's work, whether it's learning a new skill, maybe we've just been promoted, maybe we're starting a new product. All of that is happening at once.
So how do we deal with this? How do we manage this? And especially not only our own emotional reaction, but our organization?
Well, the first thing is to breathe. I think what tends to happen as adults is we hate being the newbie and feeling out of our depth and not knowing. And so we avoid the pain of change. And let's be clear, every change has an element of pain, whether it's mourning what you're letting go of,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's going to the gym and you're starting to work out and your muscles start to ache, you have to embrace the pain. So expect it. Don't ignore it.
Well, exactly. But is that enough? I mean, is that enough when you talk, so, for example, I know you're going through some changes within your own company. And whenever a company is being acquired or being sold or they're adding a new office or bringing on some new leadership, I mean, you have to prepare your team for this. How do you do that?
You do. So, yeah, the change we're going through is very exciting times, Jim. So SkyTeam is merging with another company called LeadStar. So we're going to re-emerge under that new brand of LeadStar.us, another leadership development firm with a very similar philosophy to the importance of better leaders, better world is our approach. Mm-hmm. And we've gone into it and our eyes open, and this is a change we have chosen, and yet we've still felt the pain as we come together as one organization with what were two different ways of working. Needless to say, there's been some disagreements or alternative points of view as to how we work together. So when you're in an organization, think about your team. Communication is key. Make sure that we set the end vision. Why are we doing this? And what's in it, not just for the company, but for the customers and also the employees who are going to be on that journey. And you have to talk about it until you're blue in the face. Mm-hmm. When we're getting bored as leaders with it, going, oh, do I really have to say this again? You're just about starting to build the confidence and capabilities of your team. So communication is key.
There's an old saying that a scared banker is not going to help you. Nobody's ever got any help out of a scared banker. So you got to make sure your banker knows the good, the bad, and the ugly about your business, or they're not going to be able to help you.
Exactly.
I think that's the truth about employees, too. When employees are frightened, when they're worried, performance just really takes a hit. Happiness is down, and customers can tell, can't they?
Yeah, they can tell. And the thing is, as leaders, is we think we've got a good poker face at work, but we don't. And during change, everybody's watching to see how you react. So when you have the inevitable disagreements, or if you have those moments of uncertainty, this goes back to the pain bit, they're picking up on those vibes. And so you have to be aware. So in my own case, it's the letting go of being the sole leader of SkyTeam to now being part of a leadership team. Mm-hmm. And I have to remind myself, I chose this. And so the resetting of expectations of how we're going to work together, this is all normal and part of the process. So therefore, I don't have to be afraid of the tough conversations, whether I'm giving them or receiving them, mm-hmm. because they're helping us to more quickly align and get to the good bit, which is delivering on our customer expectations and creating some fabulous leadership development programs.
Well, you also have to make sure that you know your people know what their part of this change is and how they can contribute and what's in it for them too, right?
Indeed. So this comes to purpose. So expect pain. Communication, but purpose. So what's the end game, but what's everybody's part? They need line of sight between what do I do every day and how does that help the bigger organization? Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges that we have within LeadStar and had within SkyTeam is we're a virtual company. All of us work out of our home office right. or around the world. I'm sitting in New York now.
All right, hold on to that thought, all right. We're going to come back, folks, after this break.
Perfect.
And talk about how to align the leadership and the rank and file in these changes. After this break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.